العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين أسأل الله أن يرزقنا جميعا حسن النية. طيب قبل أن نكمل لو نسأل سؤالا أو سؤالين في كتاب الصيام. Before we continue, let me ask one or two questions about what we took yesterday about fasting. بماذا يعرف دخول شهر رمضان؟ كيف يعرف دخول شهر رمضان؟ How would it be determined that the month of Ramadan is in? Yeah, go ahead. No. Yeah, your daughter. Can you repeat? Which night? 29th of which month? Which lunar month? Sha'ban? Yes. So, people check if the crescent appears at after the sunset of the 29th of Sha'ban. طيب, if they see it, okay, then the next day would be the first day of Ramadan. This night would be the first night, and the next day would be the first day of Ramadan. If they do not see it, okay, then the next day would be the 30th of Sha'ban, and the day after it would be the first day of Ramadan. Barakallahu fiki. هل يشترط شاهدان لإثبات هلال رمضان? Is it a condition that two witnesses witness the crescent? You answered before. No, yeah. طيب, what about the Eid? Yes. طيب, why? Why? For all the months, it is a condition that they would be two witnesses, except for the beginning of Ramadan. Why? It is enough for one witness. It is enough that one person witnesses. لا. لأن أيوة صحيح. طيب, because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام relied on the testimony of one person to start the month of Ramadan. طيب, why is that? That is the wisdom behind it. Why? I said it, huh? I mentioned it. Shu Abd al Jalil. It's more cautious. It is more cautious because at the beginning, if one person witnesses the crescent, then there is a chance, isn't it, that anyway, يعني, there is a big chance that he really saw it, isn't it? Especially if he is a trustworthy person. So it is more cautious to fast the next day. And at the end, it is more cautious not to end fasting by the saying of only one person. Because maybe he's wrong. So that's why it is more cautious. Inshallah, we'll get to it, inshallah. تبييت النية هل يشترط لصحة الصوم في كل صوم؟ Is it a condition that one makes the intention at night in any type of fasting? No. طيب who gives me details? اتفضلي فاطمة. Okay. He needs to have it in his heart before dawn. Okay, correct. If the person is fasting an obligatory fasting, he needs to have the intention during the night before the dawn appears. If it is an optional fasting, he still has time until the dhuhr time is in, until the sun moves from its zenith to the western horizon. الردة هل تفسد الصيام؟ Okay, الردة invalidates fasting. Apostasy is invalidates fasting. Why? Hey, go ahead. Because fasting is a type of worship, barakallahu feek, and the worship is not valid from a non-Muslim. The act of worship is not valid from a non-Muslim. Yeah, correct. Yesterday, we added here something, didn't we? We said, this is not like when one has his wudu and then he or she apostates. Didn't we say that? And then when I explained why is that, I think I didn't express well. This is why I think يعني, maybe all of you did not really understand why. This morning, now before a little while, Haj Ali was asking me. So he told me that you said such and such. How's that? So I said, oh, if I said that, then it's not clear. Let me repeat why. أمس عندما ذكرنا أن الوضوء لا ينتقض بالردة ذكرنا السبب. بس الظاهر أنني ما أوضحته يعني العبارة ما كانت صحيحة أو ما كانت حسنة ما الآن لا أذكرها الحاج علي ذكر لي ماذا قلت أمس لذلك لا عجب أن لا يفهم البعض لماذا الردة الصوم عبادة ولا تصح من كافر لذلك تبطل الردة الصيام أما الوضوء فقد حصل من الشخص في حال إسلامه فارتفع الحدث ثم ارتد في حال ارتفاع الحدث والردة ليست حدثا فالحدث ما زال مرتفعا ثم رجع إلى الإسلام قبل أن يحدث فالحدث ما زال مرتفعا لذلك لا تبطل الردة الوضوء مع أنها تبطل الصيام. If one is fasting, fasting is an act of worship. This is why if someone commits blasphemy while fasting, his fasting is invalidated. As for al-wudu, when one makes wudu, if one is a Muslim and he makes wudu, this means that by making wudu, he lifts the ritual impurity. طيب. So now the ritual impurity is lifted. If this person apostatizes, then this apostasy is not a ritual impurity. So still his ritual impurity is lifted. If he goes back to Al-Islam, his ritual impurity is still lifted. This is why he is still having his wudu. Hey Khalid. Yeah, that's for another, because a tayammum does not lift the ritual impurity. A tayammum does not lift the ritual impurity. لا الوضوء عبادة ما هو بس انتقاده منه شيء متوقف على ما لا الوضوء مظبوط أما هناك الردة ما وقعت في موقع عبادة بس ارتد طيب إذا توضأ ارتفع حدثه فإذا ارتد بعد ذلك لم يصير محدثا لأن الردة ليست حدثا فإن رجع إلى الإسلام قبل أن يحدث فوضوءه ما زال بحاله لأنه لم يحصل حدث ينقضه طيب نعم حاج رفعه عبادة أن يسأل فيها بسأل فيها هكذا طيب لا 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 الوضوء عبادة تفضل أخي محمد بطل وضوءه لأن الوضوء عبادة صحيح طيب نكمل من حيث وقفنا أمس let's continue كنا ذكرنا أنه لا بد في الصيام من الإمساك عن الجماع وعن الاستمناء وعن الاستقاء وعن الردة If you remember, we said yesterday that the fasting person has to abstain from having sexual intercourse, from masturbation, from inducing vomiting. Vomit and from apostasy. كذلك يجب عليه الإمساك عن إدخال عين إلى الجوف. من منفذ مفتوح. إلا الريق الخالص الطاهر min ma'dinihi. Likewise, one needs to abstain from inserting any substance into the head or the body cavity through an open inlet. However, swallowing one's pure, that is tahir, saliva while in the mouth is permissible. Al-ayn al-muradu biha ma lahu hajm, hajm zahir. When we say substance, we mean by that something that has an apparent volume. إذا أدخل الشخص عمدا عينا إلى الجوف أي إلى البدن أو إلى الرأس من منفذ مفتوح في أثناء الصيام فسد صومه. إلا فيما يستثنى الآن نذكره. If someone inserts something that has a volume, a tangible material to the cavity of his body or his head from an open inlet, then one's fasting is invalidated. حتى لو كان هذا الشيء صغيرا, even if this thing is a small thing, كحبة سمسم علقت بين أسنانه, like one sesame grain that was in between one's teeth. إذا أدخل من فمه, وسواء كان هذا الشيء تهضمه المعدة أو لا تهضمه, سواء كان مأكولا أو لا, and whether this substance is edible or not, يعني لو بلع حجرا بطل صومه. So if one swallows a stone, his fasting is invalidated. أو أدخل من أنفه حجرا إلى الداخل. Or if he inserts through his nose a little stone to the inside, then his fasting is invalidated. لذلك من شرب السيجارة في نهار رمضان يفسد صومه, لأنه ينفصل أجزاء صغيرة تدخل إلى الداخل. This is why the one who smokes cigarettes during the day of Ramadan, his fasting is invalidated by that, because he swallows small particles when he does that. أما لو شم العطر لا يفسد صومه, لو شم الطيب لا يفسد صومه, لأنه لا يدخل إلى الجوف أجزاء لها حجم بذلك. Now if one smells perfumes, this does not invalidate his fasting, because this is not a tangible substance that enters inside the body. ولو ذاق الطعام ثم مجه لا يفطر لأنه ما دخل إلى الجوف. If one tastes the food and then he spits it, one's fasting is not invalidated because he is not swallowing this food. This food doesn't go to the cavity of the body. ولو تمضمض ثم مج الماء لا يفطر. If one rinses his mouth, then he spits the water, his fasting is not invalidated because he's not swallowing. ولو بلع شيئا من هذا الماء من ماء المضمضة بغير إرادة لا يبطل صومه. And even if he swallows without his intention, unintentionally, a little bit of the water with which one rinses his mouth, his fast is not invalidated. إلا أن يكون بالغ في المضمضة. Except if he exaggerates while rinsing his mouth. يعني إذا أوصل الماء إلى أقصى الفم ثم بسبب ذلك بلع شيئا بغير إرادته فإنه يفطر عند ذلك. ليش؟ لأنه مأمور باجتناب المبالغة في الصيام. لأنه مأمور أن يجتنب المبالغة في المضمضة في الصيام. Now if one exaggerates, that is if one let the water reach the end of his mouth, and because of that he swallows some of it unintentionally without his intention, his fasting is invalidated in this case. Why? Because while fasting religiously, he is advised not to exaggerate when rinsing the mouth. He did not comply with that, and as a result, he swallowed a little bit of water, even unintentionally, his fasting is invalidated, would be invalidated in this case. ومخرج الحاء من الجوف فإن وصل شيء من خارج إلى مخرج الحاء فقد أفطر. Take in consideration that the exit of the letter ha is considered from the cavity of the body. So if someone inserts something in his mouth and it reaches the exit of ha, then his fasting is invalidated. You know that there are three different exits from the throat. So you have the exit of the letter Kha. You can know that by saying Akh. So you can feel where it is. Then under it, there is the exit of the letter Ha. So you can say Ah, and you can feel that it is underneath it. And then under that, there is the exit of Ayn. So you say Ah, and you can notice that it is under the exit of Ha. The exit of Ha is considered from the mouth. What is underneath it, that is the exit of Ha, is from the inner part, from the cavity of the body. So if someone swallows something and it reaches the exit of the letter Ha, this invalidates his fasting. ومنتهى الأنف هو الخيشوم آخر الأنف الخيشوم فإذا جاوز الداخل الخيشوم فقد أفطر. For the nose, if someone inserts something and it goes beyond the end of the nose, then this person invalidates his fasting. Yeah.
The one closer to the eyebrow.
Yeah, the end of the nose.
The part that's closer to the eyebrow.
The end. Not this part. The end, the other end. Yeah, of course. Yeah. وأما إذا بلع الريق فلا يفطر إلا أن يخرجه خارج الفم إلى الشفة مثلا إلى ظاهر الشفة ثم يبلعه فإنه يفطر عند ذلك أو أن يخرجه مجتمعا على السواك ثم يرده فيبلعه ثم يرده فيبلعه أو نحو ذلك. Swallowing one's saliva does not invalidate the wudu except what did I say? Does not invalidate the fasting except if the saliva goes outside the mouth on the lip, that is what you can see from one's mouth. Okay, شو عم بيشوفوا اخواننا الشتي؟ Okay, if you want to look to the rain, go ahead. Take half a minute and let's go back to our class. طيب. سبحان الله. هلا بعد الدرس تقيلك. طيب. So we were saying that the saliva, if one swallows his saliva, this does not invalidate his fasting, except if the saliva goes out from his mouth to the apparent part of the lip, for example, and then he swallows it. In this case, it invalidates the fasting. Or if someone uses a siwak, then he takes out a siwak from his mouth with the saliva gathered on the siwak. Not just a wetness, it is gathered on the siwak. Then he puts it back and swallows it. In this case, it invalidates one's wudu, one's fasting. مما مر يعلم أن الإبرة في العضل مثلا لا تنقض الوضوء لأنه ليس منفذ, لا تنقض الصيام لأنها ليست منفذا مفتوحا, لأن دخولها ليس من منفذ مفتوح. From this it is known that if one the intramuscular injection does not invalidate fasting. Why? Because the substance that enters into the body does not enter through an open inlet. For the fasting to be invalidated, what enters the cavity of the body needs to enter to the cavity from an open inlet, which is not the case. On top of that, this does not enter the cavity of the body. The muscles are not considered among the muscles of the hand or the leg, are not considered among the cavities of the body. أما الحقنة في الدبر فتفطر. Now as for the enema, it invalidates the wudu. Fasting. It invalidates fasting. Okay, it invalidates fasting. Why? Because it is a tangible substance which goes inside the cavity of the body through an open inlet. وإنما ينقض هذا الوضوء إذا فعله الشخص صيام, يفسد هذا الصيام إذا فعله الشخص وهو ذاكر للصوم عامد لذلك. أما لو كان ناسيا أو مكرها فلا يفسد صومه. This invalidates the fasting if one does it while one remembers that he is fasting and without being forced, threatened to do it. Or else it does not invalidate the fasting. لذلك لو أكل الشخص أو شرب ناسياً في أثناء الصوم لا يفسد صومه. This is why if one eats or drinks while one does not remember that he is fasting, his fasting is not invalidated by that. كما صح في الحديث من أكل أو شرب ناسيا فليتم صومه فإنما أطعمه الله وسقاه. As it is mentioned in the hadith, من أكل أو شرب ناسيا فليتم صومه فإنما أطعمه الله وسقاه. Which means anyone who eats or drinks while not remembering that he is fasting, let him continue his fast. Allah provided him with this food and drink. Even if it was a lot, حتى لو كان كثيرا. If he does not remember and he eats a lot during the day of Ramadan, his fast, or other day when he is fasting, his fast is not breached by that. وكذلك يشترط ليفسد الطعام والشراب وما شابه الصوم أن يكون الشخص عالما بتحريم ذلك. فإن لم يكن عالما بحرمة ذلك لكونه حديث عهد بإسلام مثلا لم يفسد صومه. Take note that if one does not know that it is prohibited to eat or drink during the day of fasting because this person embraced Al-Islam recently, for example, then if he eats or drinks, his fast is not breached because he does not know that this is prohibited. And as we said, this happens in the case of the one who embraced Al-Islam recently or the like. Otherwise, it is known by every Muslim that it is prohibited to eat and drink during the day of fast. Yeah, he is still fasting. كذلك يشترط لصحة الصوم أن لا يجن ولو لحظة. فلو طرأ عليه جنون ولو لحظة في نهار الصيام فسد صومه. Also, it is a condition for the validity of fasting that one does not become crazy during the day of fast. Even for one moment, if one becomes crazy for one moment during the day of fast, his fasting is invalidated. ومن شروطه أيضا من شروط صحته ألا يغمى عليه كل اليوم من الفجر إلى المغرب. أما لو أغمي عليه بعض اليوم كأن أغمي عليه من شروق الشمس إلى المغرب أو من الفجر إلى ما قبل المغرب بلحظة أو بلحظتين أو ثلاث لحظات فإن صيامه صحيح. Another condition for the validity of fasting is for one not to faint the whole day, not to lose consciousness the whole day from the beginning of the dawn until the sunset. If one loses consciousness from the dawn to the sunset, his fasting is not valid. Now, if he loses consciousness for a part of the day or most of the day, but not all of it, his fasting is still valid. Like if he loses consciousness from the sunrise to the sunset, or from the dawn to one moment or two moments or three moments before the sunset, then his fasting is valid. Why? Because at least for one moment, he was conscious during the day of fast. أما النوم فلا يؤثر. ليس كالإغماء. حكم النوم ليس كحكم الإغماء. لو نام طول النهار صح صومه. Sleeping is not like losing consciousness. They do not have the same judgment. So if one sleeps the whole day from the beginning of the dawn until the sunset, his fast is valid. His fast is valid. طيب إلى هنا واضح up till here. Is it clear? طيب نعم ولا يصح صوم العيدين. Now after, بعد أن تكلمنا عما يجتنبه الشخص في الصيام عن النية نية الصيام وعما يجتنب في الصيام الآن نذكر بعض الأيام التي لا يصح صيامها لا يجوز أن يصومها الشخص. After we talked about the intention and the integrals of fasting and what invalidates fasting, let us talk a little bit about the days which one is not entitled to fast. Days which is prohibited to fast. لا يصح ولا يجوز صوم العيدين يوم عيد الفطر ويوم عيد الأضحى. It is not permissible and it is not valid to fast the days of Eid. So it is not permissible to fast the day of عيد الفطر and it is not permissible to fast the day of عيد الأضحى. ولا يصح صوم أيام التشريق الثلاثة وهي الأيام الثلاثة التي تتبع عيد الأضحى. It is not also permissible nor valid to fast the days of تشريق, that is the three days that come after the day of عيد الأضحى. حتى لو كان على الشخص فدية تمتع ليس له أن يصومها في هذه الأيام. Even if one has to fulfill an expiation of تمتع, he is not allowed to fast during those three days. If you remember, if someone goes to Mecca with the intention of making Al-Umrah, and then after making Al-Umrah, he stays there to make Al-Hajj. He does not go back to the Miqat. He stays in Mecca and then he makes Al-Hajj after finishing Al-Umrah. In this case, he needs to pay, he has to fulfill an expiation. So, this expiation might be to fast certain days, isn't it? So, it's coming in the next chapter, as Hajj Ali said. So he cannot fast those 3 days to fulfill the expiation. طيب كذلك لا يصح ولا يجوز صوم النصف الأخير من شعبان. Likewise, it is not permissible and it is not valid to fast the second half of شعبان. يعني إلا أن يصله الشخص بما قبله. That is, except if one fasts before it, the day which is immediately before the second half of Sha'ban, then he can continue fasting during the second half of Sha'ban. Which means, if one fasts the 15th of Sha'ban, then he is entitled to fast the 16th. If one does not fast the 15th of Sha'ban, then he is not entitled to fast the 16th or the 17th. It is haram for him to do that. وكذلك لا يصح ولا يجوز صوم يوم الشك. يوم الشك هو اليوم الذي أخبر بعض الناس الذين لا يأخذ القاضي بشهادتهم أنهم رأوا الهلال. هؤلاء لا يثبت دخول رمضان بشهادتهم. يكون اليوم التالي 30 من شعبان، لكن يسمى يوم الشك. لماذا؟ لأن بعض الناس وإن كان لا يوثق، لا يأخذ القاضي بكلامهم، لا يعتمد شهادتهم، لكن بعض الناس أخبر أنه رأى الهلال. ممن لا يأخذ القاضي بشهادتهم أخبر أنه رأى الهلال، هذا يقال له يوم الشك. لا يجوز أن يقول الشخص أصومه احتياطا، لأن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام قال لا تقدموا رمضان بيوم أو يومين، صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته. Also, it is not valid and it is not permissible to fast the day of doubt. What's that? When some people whom the judge does not rely on their testimony claim, they say that they sighted the moon, the crescent. In this case, the judge does not rely on their testimony to claim, to say that the next day is the first day of Ramadan. So the next day would be the 30th of Sha'ban. But because some people said that they saw the crescent, people that the judge does not rely on their testimony, because they said that they saw the crescent, this day is called the day of doubt, Yawm al-Shak. It is haram to fast it, even with the intention of being cautious. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, لا تقدموا رمضان بيوم أو يومين، صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته. Which means, do not fast 1 or 2 days before Ramadan. Fast when it is, when the sighting of the moon is confirmed, and stop fasting when the sighting of the crescent is confirmed. Fast when the sighting of the crescent is confirmed, and stop fasting when the sighting of the crescent is confirmed. لا تقدموا. إن كان الشخص يصوم وصل النصف الثاني من شعبان بالنصف الأول فصامه كله فكان من جملة ما صام يوم الشك لا يحوم لأنه لا يصومه على أنه شو يوم الشك إنما يصومه على أنه من النصف الثاني من شعبان وهو كان وصله بما قبله. Now if one is fasting the second part of Sha'ban because he fasted before that, do you remember we said if one fasts the 15th of Sha'ban, he can continue fasting all the rest of Sha'ban. Don't you remember? Okay. So if someone is doing that and he fasts all the second half of Sha'ban, and because of that he fasts the last day of it, even if this last day was the day of doubt, it is not haram, it is not prohibited. Why? Because he is not fasting it because it is the day of doubt. No, he is fasting it while fasting the second half of Sha'ban. The second half of Sha'ban starts with the 16th day of Sha'ban. The first half ends with the 15th. ساعتها بيكون عم بيصوموا من رمضان. أما لو صدق الشخص هذا الذي قال إنه رأى الهلال فصام يكون صيامه على أنه من رمضان لا يكون على أنه يوم الشك. مذكرين نحن قلنا لو كان القاضي ما أعلن الصوم إذا امرأة أو ولد غير بالغ أو نحو ذلك أخبر الشخص أنه رأى الهلال فصدقه يجوز له هو للشخص أن يصوم. هنا يكون صيامه على أن هذا اليوم من أي شهر؟ من رمضان، ليس على أنه يصومه احتياطا على أنه يوم الشك. يجوز هنا. You remember we said if if a woman or a non-pubescent person or an enormous sinner or a slave says, if one of them says that he or she sighted the crescent, then the one who believed that person would be permitted to fast. So if that person fasted because he believed, he or she believed, the one who claimed that he saw the crescent, he would be fasting that day because he would be considering it as if the first day of Ramadan. And thus he would not be fasting the day of doubt, even if other people are not fasting. So it is permissible. واضح? Is it clear? طيب. أما غير المميز كيف بده يصدقه? كذلك لو كان شخص له عادة في الصيام فوافقت عادته النصف الثاني من شعبان فصام لعادته أو يوم الشك فصام لعادته لا لأن هذا اليوم هو النصف الثاني من شعبان أو لأنه يوم الشك لا يحرم صومه كأن كان له عادة أن يصوم كل اثنين أو كل اثنين وخميس أو غير ذلك فوافقت عادته النصف الثاني من شعبان أو يوم الشك يجوز له أن يصوم. Now if someone has the habit to fast certain days, for example, he has the habit to fast every Monday or every Thursday. And because of that, he fasts the days of Monday or the days of Thursday that are in the second half of Sha'ban. Then it would not be prohibited for him to do that. Why? Because he is not fasting those days because they are from the second half of Sha'ban. He is fasting them because this is his habit. Likewise, if he has the habit to fast every Monday and the day of doubt was a Monday, so he fasts. Not because this is the day of doubt, but because this is the day of Monday, then it is permissible for him to do that. بلا حجم الصام الخمستاعش قلت فكرتك قلت صام مظبوط لا بس العادة فقط العادة ايه بس ما بيكون صام لا 15 حتى يصل النصف الثاني من شعبان بما قبله لا بد أن يصوم الخامس عشر من شعبان. For one to be able permitted to fast the second part of شعبان, one needs to fast the 15th of it. One needs to fast the 15th of it. If he misses that, then he is not permitted to fast the second half of Sha'ban. طيب كذلك لو قضى لو كان عليه صوم قضاء فإنه يجوز له أن يقضي في النصف الثاني من شعبان وفي يوم الشك. Likewise, if one has to make up some days of Ramadan, then one is entitled to fast during the second half of Sha'ban and during the day of doubt. ومما يثبت به الصيام حصول ما جرت به العادة في بلاد المسلمين أنه علامة على ثبوت رمضان بأن جرت عادتهم مثلا بضرب المدفع فإنه يكفي ذلك في ثبوت بداية الصوم. في بعض البلاد هناك عادة إذا أثبت القاضي رمضان دخول شهر رمضان يضربون المدفع في الليل، فإذا سمع الناس ضرب المدفع عرفوا أن القاضي أثبت دخول شهر رمضان، فمن سمع ضرب المدفع يجوز أن يعتمد على ذلك ليصوم. In some countries, there is a habit. They do a specific thing if the judge confirms that the next day is the first day of Ramadan. So they do something at night as a sign for that. For example, in some countries, if this is done, they shoot a cannon. So when the people hear the cannon at night, they know that the judge confirmed that the second day is the first day of Ramadan. One can rely on that. It is permissible to rely on that. So just by hearing the cannon, one can rely on that. Of course, if the judge is a reliable one, not like many among them nowadays. You know how they shoot the guns, don't you? They don't hit anyone by that. Yeah, you know that. Yeah. ومثل هذا الإعلان في الإذاعة هو مثل ضرب المدفع. A similar thing is when they put the news, when they announce the news in the radio stations, one can rely on that. It is a sign like the shooting of the gun. Okay. Again, this is if the judge is reliable, because in some countries nowadays they appoint for that position people among the worst people. They choose the worst people to appoint them for that position. One time a friend of mine told me that they announced in the radio station and the TV that the judge announced those who want to watch for the beginning of Ramadan, let them come and watch with us. We will be at that place, etc. So this friend of mine, he went there to be with them. So when he got there, he saw them gathering in a room, sitting inside that building, and listening to the radio stations of other countries to see if they broadcast that Ramadan is the next day or not. So if they did, then they would say the next day is Ramadan. If they don't, then they don't say it. They wouldn't say it. This is how such people, you cannot rely on them. Such people, you cannot rely on them. Subhanallah. Likewise, also when in the areas where the Wahhabis govern, because if a Wahhabi comes and testifies that he sees the crescent, then they will take his statement. And you know that such statement is not reliable. So they might rely on such statement. So if they announce that they have seen the crescent, this is like nothing. Also in the countries where I know one country that does it this way, or maybe two, where they rely on calculations ahead of time to determine the beginning of Ramadan. If you know that the people in charge there rely on that, if they say on the radio station, it was confirmed for us by the proper religious way that tomorrow is the beginning of Ramadan, such announcement is like nothing, because they do not follow the proper religious way to do that. خلونا نقف هنا. Let us stop here. Do you have any questions? تفضل حاج. The same thing applies for the day of Eid. يعني shooting the cannon, one can rely on that. If they are trustworthy people, yeah. Hey, yes, brother in the back. It says that it does not invalidate the fasting, correct? To brush the teeth? Okay. Does one swallow that? It is permissible. You are welcome. إذا بس طعم من غير عين ما بيأثر. نكهة هاي ليست عينا. Even if one still feels a certain feeling, flavor in the mouth, because this is not a tangible thing. If someone makes an excessive rinsing of the mouth, yeah. Okay. Yeah. What do you call it? Goggling? Yeah, this is, if he swallows water because of that, then his fasting is invalidated. هلا إن شاء الله. طيب بعدين إن شاء الله. تفضل. If someone licks his lips and they are wet, his fasting is not invalidated because it's not a tangible matter. Still, if he does that, yeah, 5 times, 10 times, this does not invalidate his wudu. Yeah. His fast. Inshallah, we'll finish. The next session, we'll finish this chapter, inshallah. طيب, if one fasted the 15th of Sha'ban, Let me tell you this story. I remember now this story. Okay. During the time of Al-Imam Malik, someone came to learn from him from a far away distance. At one day, they were sitting in his session and someone said, the elephant came. You know, at that time, Al-Imam Malik was in Al-Madina. In Al-Madina, there were no elephants. So the people were not used to see the elephants. So someone was shouting in the street that come and see the elephant. So someone brought an elephant to the city. So all of them, they left the session of Malik. Except for that student. So he told him, don't you want to go to see the elephant? He said, no. I came to learn from you. I did not came to see the elephant. So alhamdulillah, you did not stand up. You did not leave the session to see the rain outside. Also, you make some noise sometimes at the end of the session. I don't know why. If one fasted the 15th of Sha'ban, can we fast any day after it? Yes, yes. Yes, if one fasts the 15th of Sha'ban, he can fast, for example, the 17th and the 19th, like that. He doesn't have to fast all the days in a consecutive way. Okay, تفضل خالد. Outside, يعني, you can see it. Is it wetness or gathered saliva? If it is a tangible amount, then one does not swallow it while fasting. الهلال. لا ما شرط يكونوا مع بعض. No, it is permissible. It is permissible. تفضل. Yeah. No. No, they don't have to. If something comes out from the chest up, but it does not reach the exit of Ha, it remains under the exit of Ha, then it is not a must upon the fasting person to try to spit it out. He can swallow it because it did not reach the exit of Ha. No, Ha, Ah. You can feel it. Say Ah and you can feel it. Yes. What do you mean? Didn't he do it? Was it done to him or he did it? He did it. Then this invalidated his fast. No, in the first place, he did it. Didn't he sniff? Didn't he sniff? Then he did it. That's what I know, Ahmed. Don't keep asking me this question. Is this the only saying? Is this the only saying? تفضل. So if someone sniffs, something and it goes from the nose inside, this invalidates his wudu. His fasting. Even if he did not have the intention to that it goes down. Yeah. Because this is done by his action. It wasn't done to him. It's not like when someone opens your mouth and he introduces something inside your throat. أو كمان إذا النخامة بفعله بلعها تفسد. You're talking about something which is already inside, not in the nose. It is inside, in the head. And then, it is in the head, and then you sniff. Why? You are taking a breath, or you sniff? So you sniff, and because of that, you swallow it? عرفت. النخامة التي من الرأس. If one does that and swallows it, it invalidates the wudu, the fasting. تفضل. ما معناه؟ خرج من الداخل ثم ما عرف وصل إلى مكان شك إلى مخرج الحاء أم إلى ما دون ذلك ثم بلع ريقه لا يفطر. If something goes up from the lungs or the like and one doubts if it reaches the exit of ha or not, then the person swallows it. This does not invalidate the fasting. It does not. Because he was not sure that it reached the exit of ha. تفضل محمد. لا يفسد. If someone puts olive oil in his eye and as a result, after some time, he feels the taste in his throat. This does not invalidate his fasting because the eye is not an open inlet. Without his intention, this does not invalidate his fasting. أحس بالطعم لا يفسد صومه. If someone wipes his head with oil and as a result he feels the taste in the throat, this does not invalidate the fast. Yes, the ears are open inlet. There are two sayings about them actually. Some scholars said they are an open inlet, some said they are not. الحصة الثانية بدل لك الجواب إن شاء الله. Inhaling the asthma medicine invalidates the fasting. أحس بالطعم. كيف غير؟ ما بيغير الريق عادة. بتغير الريق؟ بسأل إن شاء الله. قصدك لو بلع الريق المتغيب هيك أنت قصدك. بسأل إن شاء الله. تفضل. If you use the siwak and then all what exists on it is a wetness, nothing accumulated, then you can use it again and again and again and again. This does not invalidate your fasting. بارك الله فيكم. خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بارك الله بكم.